Hello, hello. This is Alex Golan. That was a beautiful hour of music with DJ Lou. Now you are listening to Headroom with me, Alex Golan. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. I'm going to let this song play out, and then I've got some music from my namesake, Alex G, for you. So enjoy the rest of this song, and then I hope you like what I got. So that was Nintendo 64, and that is a song that he never actually released. He never put it on an album, but I found it on YouTube, actually more rightfully so. Some of my friends back home introduced it to me on YouTube, and I don't know, I'm a big fan of Alex G's work in general. I really like how he tends to have a pretty simplistic structure and almost colloquial lyrics, like really just conversational almost. Kind of like journal writing. It feels really exposed. But he does some really cool stuff. I think the timbre of the music is really kind of fascinatingly different for the genre. I think he's sort of epitomizing his own sort of subgenre at this point, which I think is really cool. And another thing is like the chord progressions. The chord progressions are pretty easy. I think that's a D, E, A pretty much over and over again, that whole song. And you can hear it, like you can hear that it's simplistic, but if you notice, it's kind of cool interpretations of the chords that move between some strange sort of feely notes. So I'm a big fan of that. My favorite album of his is DSU. I would really recommend you check it out if you haven't. It got quite popular in the last few years. He's been kind of blowing up a lot. I got to see him at the Middle East, and he was great live, in my opinion. I've heard somewhat mixed reviews. I think he's very much a human being, and I think it depends on the night for him, but the night I saw him, he was great. I shouted out a request and he played it, so that was pretty cool too. And I think I got to see him with Porches, which was just kind of a really fun, cool lineup. That was right before Porches released Pool. So that was a kind of awesome night of music that got me deep into my head. But yeah, I don't really know what I'm going to be playing for you tonight. I've got nothing really planned. So I think I'm just kind of going to go with what I've been feeling lately. I was listening to a lot of Pianos Become the Teeth. this week. I had, or last weekend, not the one that we just had, not the one that we're all recovering from, but the one before, I was on a trip to Delaware with my family, or with my brother, to visit some family, and it was like 12 hours on the train, so I did a lot of listening to music, and I delved a little deeper into Piano's Become the Teeth, into their discography. I'm very familiar with Keep You, their sort of smash hit of an album from 2014. But I went back to some of their older stuff, like Old Pride and The Lack Long After from 2010 and 2011, respectively. And it's such a different vibe. It's so, it's fascinatingly different, but it's interesting. There were certain points where I could almost hear riffs or progressions that they took inspiration from for Keep You, but totally changed the way in which it was used. I can't say I can pull the names of the correlated songs off the top of my head right now, but what I am going to do is I'm going to play you something from Keep You, which is their most recent album. It's much sort of more mellow and melodic and atmospheric, and then the older ones are a little bit more emo style kind of stuff with some harsher vocals. So I'll leave it up to you to decide for yourself which you're more of a fan of. And it's always so hard for me to choose which song to play. And I always play Old Jaw. And I don't really want to play Repine. Oh, I don't know. I think I'm going to go with Lesions. So enjoy.
We'll be right back. such vulgarity. I often imagine drowning in your skin, exactly where you and my faults begin.
We'll be right back. think sometimes you forget where the heart is. Answer no to these questions.
Yeah.
Okay, so We have some things going on right now.
We do. We do have things going on at the moment.
If any of you have been serial listeners, you know that Hunter and I have an almost inappropriate love for one another.
We do.
But we're fighting about the first time ever right now.
Oh, man. We could not disagree more on this topic.
Okay, it's not that I disagree with like anything you said other than the fact that you entirely discounted Elliott Smith. I'm not saying Marvin Gaye isn't valid and dope.
I just don't see...
I'm just saying you can't discount Elliott Smith, and I would attribute it to a matter of taste.
I think it is a matter of taste, and I just think that if you look at it from a purely subjective point of view, talking about evolution
of
the...
If you look at anything from a purely subjective point of view, you can do anything.
Well, I mean, if you're just looking at the facts of the situation, I don't know, man. It just seems like Marvin Gaye has such a more rich musical history that literally comes together in this album that has so much depth to it. And listening to it on like a pair of, you know, headphones or in like a set in front of a really good set at studio monitors, like you hear the amount of work that went into that. And I feel like, I don't know. I mean, Elliott Smith is a totally different thing.
But that's not what you said.
But I did say, no, I mean, I can't say what I said on air.
No, you can't.
Because of FCC regulations. But
F the FCC.
True. But no, I in response to the decision made, that's how I feel. That's how I feel.
I disagree with your initial rejection of Elliott Smith.
I maintain it. I really. Well, then, I don't. I've never gleaned anything from listening to music.
And I've never gleaned anything from listening to Marvin Gaye.
Well, there we go.
There we go.
That's pretty much it.
But you said it was the way you said it.
Oh man, I don't regret it. I really
I know
don't.
You don't, and that's why I'm fighting you.
That's fine.
It's just because I love you so much, and this is your first flaw.
I don't care. I
know you don't care.
I will stand up for it 100%. I stand by my actions.
And I stand by mine, and I won. So
fine.
Fine.
Go to the placard shop. That we're ordering the memorial reward for.
I'm going to get a plaque that says winner.
Just this winner. Alex won.
Alex won. But not even yet. Like, we'll see what happens. So basically,
I don't even know how this album bracket's going to go. Because everything has just been like
WMFO,
these incredibly lopsided
it's been terrible.
Matchups. And it's really, I don't think we're going to come up with an album that anybody likes at the end. I think it's going to be the exact opposite of what we set out to do.
I know.
And I think it just speaks towards like how, I hope it doesn't speak towards how effective we are as a group.
No, just like I think it's more just like it's already, we're giving a lot of time to WMFO as is.
That's very true.
And I think like music is very engraved in our lives, and it's pretty easy to just forget to listen to an album, because like for me there's usually six albums I'm like meaning to listen to.
True.
You know, so it's true. Like
I mean, also, like...
I could see how people don't do it.
I haven't had headphones, too, which has been an issue.
That's nasty.
Yeah, I actually just sent them out for repair, telling you folks, get the warranty. Get the warranty, and the minute you buy it, take a picture of the receipt, because I swear you will not, like, hold on to it. It'll be the first thing that you lose.
The receipt?
Oh, yeah. A year and a half later.
For what kind of headphones? Like, what grade are we talking?
Talking, like, Sennheisers. Like pretty,
okay, like, the reasonable... Okay, yeah,
pretty high-end.
Because, like, I don't feel like holding on to a receipt for, like, a $10 pair of, like,
Sonys.
Oh,
no. Sonys. No. But if it has a warranty, get the warranty. And if it, like, you get the warranty, take a picture of the receipt. That's my words of wisdom for the evening.
Warranties are cool unless they're expensive. Like AppleCare.
I don't understand why you would have to
AppleCare.
Like paying for a warranty
it's dumb.
It's really dumb.
You know who's dope about warranties, I hear?
Is paying for a warranty just insurance?
Yes.
Well, insurance sucks.
Yes.
So,
but it's part of life, and it's part of being like a responsible adult. I'm doing air quotes for you listeners.
Is there like, any way that we could somehow make like the built-in refund system that comes with like some products and apply that to regular insurance?
So like if your house like
it's automatically
if your
insured.
House is like
just had like
so if you have home insurance
like if you had
and your house gets hit by like a tornado, you just take a picture and submit it and they're like, oh, here you go, here's a new house. Send in the mail.
Well, I mean, I would say like they can't send houses in the mail, but I've been on the highway And I've seen when they like they try and take like an entire double wide trailer, like all the way. Like why? Like are there no double wide trailers where you're moving? Is this one like really specifically the one you want, or is this just how they get around? I mean, the world of logistics.
Logistics are a fascinating thing. You know what's really interesting?
What?
Traffic logistics.
Traffic logistics are very fascinating, especially when you find out the ways that like people manipulate them specifically, like how they lowered the amount of time that the yellow second takes to go to red by like 0.1 seconds, and they raised like several hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines from doing so because people's reactions messed with people's.
That's crazy.
You had the same reaction time ingrained in your head after driving on the road. So that actually, I'm pretty sure that got caught and they had to return the money. I don't even know how you return the money at that point. I'm pretty sure it's just like once it's gone, it's
gone.
But yeah. Logistics.
I feel like traffic is like this microcosmic, like only miniaturely temporal kind of version of the butterfly effect. You know?
In a very controlled way. I feel like the whole premise of the butterfly effect is that you can't.
It's uncontrolled.
Well, yeah, it's just that like, you know, you.
Well, but
butterfly flaps
its wings. Like it's controlled, but it's only semi-controlled because like it's controlled to the extent that there's like traffic patterns ingrained, but then you can't account for all of the little like if we were in robotic cars, yeah, I would agree, but we're not, and there's a lot of human error.
There is a lot of human error,
and that's why traffic jams start.
The best way to increase safety on the road is to take humans out of the cars.
I really want to have a robot car. You just sit there and cruise.
I'm only okay with it in one, like, under one condition, and that is if the car is Kit from Knight Rider.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. That, I mean,
I kind of want to learn to drive cars, like, really dirty, you know?
Like, really well?
Yeah, but, like, dirty, too. Like, not, like, I don't want to do NASCAR. I want to do,
like,
street.
Drift,
yeah. Like, I want to do something
like
irresponsible.
Most of that is just having
I don't
the right
think
car.
I can do that in my Honda Civic.
It's got
four cylinders and two doors.
Well, you know, if you lower the suspension, maybe put on a spoiler to add some back weight. I don't know shit about cars. But,
you're just saying stuff from GTA.
Yeah, no, I basically am just going down the list of things that you know I've seen on GTA.
What's your favorite GTA mod?
That's tough to say. I mean, I've been playing on Xbox for a very long time, and they don't really have mods yet.
No. I guess I misspoke.
I've seen some on YouTube.
I want to know that answer.
There are really good ones. There's one where you can become Iron Man.
That's cool.
Which looks really... I mean,
and can you fly and stuff?
Oh, yeah. And you can shoot, like, beams out of your hands. Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
I like that we found Bo Bandy the other day.
Wow.
That was huge.
Bo Bandy
has what's the street cowboy's name?
The street cowboy?
Like when he dresses up as a male prostitute on the street.
Oh.
We're talking about Trailer Park Boys for those of you who don't know.
Yes, an amazing show.
I'm watching it for a second time. Netflix forgot to
can't I remember?
Netflix made an update. And basically it didn't do the thing where it says, "Are you still watching?" So I subconsciously watched 4 seasons of Trailer Park Boys one night.
My God.
And I wonder what it did to my brain. I think it, at the same time, it was the night that I went to bed at 9 a.m. and woke up at 5 p.m. So
that was kind of the start of your whole nocturnal streak?
One of the, yeah. I mean, man, it's been a weird couple days. I'm in a weird place of like Smokey. We saw Smokey.
So Smokey. I'm just so mad that I couldn't get a picture because he kept trying to hit me.
Well, that's because he tried to run into his friend.
I'm surprised he didn't try and take his pants off before he fought me. You know, because he's afraid of ripping them.
True, but does he wear the same pants when he's Smokey?
The khakis? I'm pretty sure. I don't know if he ever wears jeans. I've watched the show at least a dozen times now, and there are still things that I could catch in new episodes. There's a lot packed in.
I really feel like I could watch that show many, many times.
Yeah, no, it's really easy. Honestly, you kind of just zone out. while you're watching, and then by the time you're done with the season, you kind of forgot half the stuff that happened. So, oh man, why you gotta do that?
Because it's freaking me out. It's putting me in a really strange place.
Yeah. 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 Not here, though. This is where I go to not think about all that
That's true. We need more of an escape.
Yeah, we do. We'll talk about that when the time is right. Let's just enjoy the last month of Obama.
Oh, man. Oh, no, we've got a month and a half. We are okay.
Clinging on to that time. Yeah, we'll very much we'll see what happens.
I don't want to talk about it. Can we change the calendar?
Okay, I'll roll over there.
Do it.
I'm going to do it. Hold on.
We're being good exec board people.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh, okay, so... Oh, my.
According to this... We are 9 days prior to Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
How you feeling about that? That's a topic of discussion.
I kind of, like, keep forgetting it's going to be Thanksgiving and, like, real soon. I don't know why I keep forgetting, but it just doesn't feel like a thing. And, like, I can't believe that Christmas is, like, starting on media already. And, like, I can because I know that's what happens every year.
Yeah, it's also
close. And it's almost,
it's
like...
close. I mean, it's like a month away.
It's like a month and a half away.
It's like a month and 10
days. I guess I don't feel it. I don't know. It's weird, man.
Yeah, no, stuff's all weird over here.
Stuff's all weird.
WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
91.5.
Tune in, folks. After this, we'll be switching seats.
Oh, yeah, we got 5 minutes left. It went by like nothing.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I kind of just hijacked your show and... filled it with my...
Oh, please.
My nonsense.
Well, that's what I hope for. And that's what I posted on Facebook.
Do you know
Facebook.
Who keeps eating the signs in here?
Eating?
Yeah.
Eating.
Look it over there.
I don't think those are eaten. It definitely looks riffed. And did you write that and no eating the signs?
Well, I mean, somebody had to do something. Somebody's eating the signs.
That's weird. Who do you think it is?
Tough to tell. We've taken on a lot of new DJs in the past few months, so who's to say
it's Haley anyone's Short. Guess
it was Haley Short.
It totally was Haley.
Oh man, Haley Short.
I love what happened with her trainees. That was
wow.
if I'm being entirely
candid, I learned a little while ago that one of my trainees failed her quiz.
I mean, they can take it many times, so it's like fine. It's not a big deal.
But I mean, all of the answers are on the internet.
I know, and all you need is control F.
Look, you just have to look. That's it. I mean, they make it so easy. But no.
You know, I think I might fail the quiz if I took it right now.
If you took it, I mean, can you take it right now? Or, no, I mean, the training portal's not open.
Probably closed, but honestly, I might take this quiz on air right now and then embarrass myself.
I'm going to have to look up some really good network music on
Sumble. I know, I was just going to say here.
Oh, man, it's going to be hard getting out of this chair. Network music on Sumble.
Yeah.
What is this music?
You know what it is.
It's like, I classify this in the same like category of just like undescribable, unrelatable music as like John Philip Sousa music. Huh? Like really patriotic, like bombastic kind of music.
Okay, let's see.
Da, 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 da.
Dude, I don't think I can take it.
You know what we should do? We haven't really done this in a while.
What?
We should do a sports highlight.
A sports highlight?
Yeah.
What's going on in sports? The Cubs won like 2 weeks ago.
I mean, I think that's kind of the point.
The Patriots lost.
This music is so fun.
The Patriots sucked this weekend. There was a great play by Gronk, apparently, according to Billy's screams from the other room.
Wait. Hold on. If we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. Toss me up on two real quick. I have something for the occasion.
Okay.
Brought to you by the lovely...
Oh, you know what I totally forgot I had?
Network Music Ensemble. Ready?
Yeah, what?
All right, ladies and gentlemen. This is... to the 11:57 Midnight Sports Report here at Tufts University. WMFO, Mid-Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
This is DJ Al.
Yeah, this is here with...
come on, think of your jock name. Jock name.
DJ Double H. Oh, God.
What?
I don't know.
This is... We're hard-pressed for sports
but
around
we
here,
do sports,
folks. But we're trying.
And we know about sports.
So here's the deal. Here's the lowdown.
Here's
the Patriots sucked eggs this weekend,
apparently.
And they lost it for the state.
I hear that the Cowboys
entire
are
Northeast,
good,
really. I don't
and
know
I'm pretty
who
sure that they're from
they
Dallas.
Even are. In NHL news, the Bruins are still a team.
Yes. Oh, in MMA. Conor McGregor, he knocked a guy out, and it was pretty awesome.
Also,
it was really cool.
Conor McGregor came out with an emoji pack on the App Store.
Yes.
Cool or not cool?
Yes.
Call in.
Text
you be
us,
the judge.
Text 855-915-WMFO.
Tweet us,
share us, follow us, love us, give
this
us your money.
DJ Al.
This is DJ Al.
All right, I can't do anymore. That's
yeah,
about
no,
all
and that's,
I have
and
in
that's
me.
About as much sports as we have for you, folks.
That's really all I can muster, I think.
Yeah, I hope that was an informative. Oh, did we do a PSA?
No.
Quick.
Oh, quick.
We have 1 minute.
We got 1 minute.
Go.
Okay, wait. Where's the... There it is. All right, we can do this one.
Do a couple.
Friend may offer you a chance to visit the...
I'm leaving the mics on for fun.
Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is...
I found it.
Very dumb.
I gotta organize it this time.
They call it dumb.
All right, well, I think, you know what? It's time for the transition, shall we, Hunter?
Yes, we shall. Wait, we need... Honestly, we need transition music.
Can you play Benny Hill?
Ah, can I? Hopefully. Let's find out. That's actually the most annoying song after about the first 10 to 15 seconds where you enjoy it.
I think we define our enjoyment differently, my friend.
Possibly. Okay, so...
Keep